pretty good.
Trying to reach him, Mr. President.
George?
Yes, sir.
Let's put in that center.
Waiting for him to come on, Mr. President.
It must be made clear once and for all that violence and lawlessness cannot, must not, and will not be tolerated.
We should have from any source.
From any source?
Yes, sir.
Why?
To make it clear that whether it's the Klan or whether it's anybody else, we don't tolerate.
I don't think that. I think it says that without from any sort.
Doesn't matter. Just the. If you say any violence, that includes all of it. Does that commit you to do anything, and whether it's violence, we say it be tolerated.
In this determination, New York officials shall have all the help that we.
Sorry, Mr. President. I'm waiting for them to put Mr. Hoover on.
I say, Walter, today I've directed J. Edgar Hoover to contact Chief Murphy of the New York Police, the governor of the state, and other appropriate officials. Inform them that we are making a thorough investigation.
Still waiting for Mr. Hoover, Mr. President. Sorry.
I think so far, this rash up there, they don't quite have it.
You ready, Mr. President?
Edgar. Yes, Mr. President.
We sent Dulles to Mississippi, and you went down there, and we moved 20 or 30 men into Georgia.
Yeah.
I'm getting ready to say to the press the following. Have you got a stenographer?
Yes, I'll have a stenographer. Just a minute.
Put a recorder on.
Yeah, I'll have it on. Right, just a minute. Put the stenographer on the extension, please.
For the past 3 days, the nation has been shocked by reports of rioting and disorder in the streets of our largest and one of our proudest cities. The immediate overriding issue in New York City is the preservation of law and order and the right of our citizens to respect for their property and to be safe in their person as they walk or drive through the streets. In the preservation of law and order, there can be no compromise, just as there can be no compromise in securing equal and exact justice for all Americans. I've called the acting mayor of New York City this morning. I've told him of my willingness to cooperate in every way possible to help him in this time of agony. Law enforcement is basically the responsibility of the governor, the state, and local officials. The acting mayor and the other officials of New York are aware of all their responsibilities and are determined to discharge them, including the full application of impartial justice. It must be made clear once and for all that violence and lawlessness cannot, must not, and will not be tolerated. In this determination, New York officials shall have all the help that we can give them, and this includes help in correcting the evil social condition that breed despair and disorder. American citizens have a right to protection of life and limb, whether driving along a highway in Georgia or a road in Mississippi. Mississippi or a street in New York City. I believe that the overwhelming majority of Americans, regardless of their section, their race, or their creed, will join in preserving law and order and reject resolutely those who espouse violence, no matter what the cause. Evil acts of the past are never rectified by evil acts of the present. We must put aside the quarrels and the hatreds of bygone days, resolutely reject bigotry and vengeance, and proceed to work together toward our national goals. I've directed Mr. J. Edgar Hoover, head of the Federal Bureau of Investigation, to contact Chief Murphy and the governor of New York and to inform them that we are conducting a thorough and complete investigation of the possible violations of any federal laws in connection with the recent riot. You may be sure that we will give the local and state authorities every possible cooperation.
That's fine. Do you want me to do that personally, go up there personally?
Yeah, I think it'd be a good thing.
I'll do that.
I think that you ought to announce after a while,
yes,
through the Justice Department, just tell them that I have directed you to investigate the possibility of law violations and to get me a full report, just as you have in Mississippi and just as you have in Georgia, and that we are going to be very much on the alert.
Well, I'll take care of that right away, Mr. President.
And tell them you put 20, 30 men, whatever you need, on it.
Yeah.
Now, we've got another problem that I think that you ought to give some thought to.
Yeah.
Martin Luther King is going to speak tonight down in Greenville, Mississippi.
I understand, so, and there are threats that they're going to kill him.
Yeah. Now, they're not going to accompany him to the meeting or back. They say they're going to patrol the highways. I would think it'd be a good idea for you to talk to your man in Jackson and tell him that we think that it would be the better part of wisdom and the national interest that they work out some arrangement where somebody's in front of him, behind him, when he goes over there. At least we ought to have an FBI man in front of him or behind him to observe and see what happens so we won't find another burning car.
I think
it's a hell of a lot easier to watch a situation like that before it happens than it is to call out the Navy after it happens.
Right. Don't you think I ought to also advise the governor what we plan to do on that?
Yeah, I tell him that you ought to invite his people to join you.
That's right.
But if they don't join you, that you don't want to be looking for bodies after the fact.
Right.
That we received the threats and that we are going to send and put a man in front of him and behind him so that we can see what takes place in the way of rocking and shooting and stuff of that kind.
I'll take care of that also.
Okay.
Now, in regard to the New York matter, shouldn't I see the mayor? The mayor arrives back tonight.
Yes, sir. I'd be up there when he gets there. He's going to be there at 4:30. Just take one of my jet stars if you need to, or
right,
go any way you want to.
Yeah.
But get up there. I've talked to Mayor Scrivain, and you tell Mayor Scrivain and Governor Rockefeller, call them and just tell them that we're not taking over any law enforcement, that you've been cooperating with them for 50 years, but that we do have to watch these federal violations, and you do have a law to investigate, and we do have violence, and we don't know whether the federal laws are violated or not, but we're going to carefully investigate them and turn them over any information we got that's pertinent.
And we'll aid and insist in every way that we consistently can.
That's right, and if I were you, I wouldn't hesitate to make a statement, I guess, in New York, kind of like you did in Mississippi.
Yes, all right, I'll take care of that right away.
I'd kind of say that I said this in Mississippi and I say this in New York.
Yeah.
I'd be careful not to do anything that would inflame the people or the Negroes,
no.
But you handled it perfectly in Mississippi, and I think you just say that we're not interested in any race or creed or color. We're interested in all Americans, and we're going to see that we have no violence or lawlessness.
I'll take care of it along that line.
Okay.
Fine, Mr. President.